That was The Model by Kraftwerk. I'm joined in the studio by Simon Brooks, who's a senior lecturer at the university. And what caught my eye was I go in there to do my daily news for Portsmouth Live TV, and I usually go in there and see what's interesting in the press releases. And I saw this one, and it sort of caught my eye. And it was about enterprise education. And so I asked Simon on, and in the meantime, he had to go away and get a prize, Simon.
That's right.
You got highly commended.
Highly commended at the National Enterprise Educators Awards.
So that means you're the second best in the country.
Second best enterprise educator.
Next year, first.
I'm thinking of getting the T-shirt printed with second best enterprise educator in the UK on it.
But, well, can you perhaps we can explain what enterprise education is and why you're doing it at the university?
Absolutely. I'm a senior lecturer there, and my remit in the university is to teach students enterprise, to give them an experience of enterprise education. So what we're trying to do is encourage students to consider at some point maybe setting up their own business. And this is a really important thing for the UK government. There's a real push towards small to medium enterprises. It was with the previous government, and probably even more so now with this one, considering the situation in the economy, where we are with lots of cuts in the public sector, that sort of thing. So increasingly, the government are going to be reliant on commercial enterprises to generate income for the UK's coffers. So it's important that we encourage younger people to think about business as a real alternative to, you know, a traditional job, if you like. So that's one of the things that we do.
And of course, this can be skills, can't it? Being used, services, but also a product. So that I noticed recently there was another award given to the university where, you know, they're working with companies locally in developing ideas.
Absolutely.
And of course, there's some products out there that can be essential for other businesses that also need to get off the ground. And you're right, funding is going to dry up. Mm. One of the things too, presumably, that may have changed over recent years is that we used to think a lot bigger, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we are now looking at small to medium size.
Absolutely.
And reducing our overheads and working from either at home or in service offices. So our ideas need to also be reality, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't want to bore your listeners to death, but I've got some really interesting facts here. About
I'm sure they won't be bored.
Small to medium enterprises.
They listen to me for 3 hours on a Thursday, so trust me.
Okay.
You're ahead of the game.
Well, a small to medium enterprise is there's all sorts of definitions for it, but really it's anywhere between 2 and 250 people, 250 employees. And I just was doing a little bit of research before we came out here. And 99% of all UK businesses are actually SMEs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's out of 4.9 million businesses, 99% are small to medium enterprises. 73% of them are what we call one-man bands, or they're sole traders, and they only account for something like 7.5% of UK income that's generated. But SMEs employ 14.23 million people in the UK. And the annual SME turnover is £1.48 trillion.
Gosh.
So that's half of the GDP.
Yes.
So you know, we often think about big companies like IBM and, you know, Barclays Bank and Marks and Spencers. But actually, the SMEs are producing half of the amount of income that the country generates. So they're super important. It's so important that we get people thinking about businesses and running businesses.
And, of course, the benefit of starting small with just one or two of you is, of course, that you don't have the overheads, that it gives you far more sort of cash flow to actually get the product off the ground or get your services out there. And, of course, today there's a lot more networking opportunities, aren't there, that weren't there sort of 10, 15 years ago.
That's absolutely
true. With people like LinkedIn, the Business Link, and a business advisor who are happy to give up free advice.
Yeah.
And, of course, there weren't necessarily the courses either, were there?
No.
Like, I mean, your course is an enterprise course where you're actually saying, look, here's a hands-on, and we'll talk about the company that you created.
Yeah.
And as I was saying, it was always a management problem, if you like, when we had graduates come to us who'd done a business degree and hadn't had that hands-on experience.
That's right.
Of actually making sure that they got that within the company. And that held them back.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a real, it's still a real cross-section of education, enterprise-style education, if you like. There's a spectrum, I think is a better word. And at one end, there's the sort of learning that occurs in what one might call a traditional business school, which is all great stuff. You know, you learn about marketing.